T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with this. Oh, hold me, Crowder. Hold me.
You got him jacked up now, Solana. Goodness.
Hold me. Because you got a big game tonight and a huge Panthers win last night. Crank this up for a sec, Solana. Because I feel it. Do you feel it?
I feel it, baby. Everybody's going to the playoffs. Everybody.
Everyone goes to the playoffs. Well, hold
you
on.
You get an appearance.
Compose myself here. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Don't get rid of that song, Solana. Don't you dare get rid of that song. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I'm feeling those good vibes. Crank it up, Solana. I feel it. I feel it. I'm feeling it.
We feel it.
We feel it. Totally feeling it.
It's going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
We talked about it all day. The Panthers, I mean, that's a huge 2 games victories over Tampa. I mean, those 2 games against a pretty evenly matched team, if not a better team. I mean, we've always thought Tampa's a better team. And they handled those guys 2 straight important games, and now they've got home ice for the playoffs. And tonight, the Heat really can control their own destiny with the playoffs with a victory over Boston. So, I feel it, man. Feeling it.
Excited. And they better try to deke or whatever y'all taught me on Drieger, because he ain't giving up nothing. They better deke him.
Gotta deke him. Gotta deke him.
Better try something. My man was balling.
Speaking of deking him, let's deke him with the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour theme song, Solana.
Hey, how about another beer?
Deke him.
Funky Buddha.
Deke him.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hawkman crowd.
All right, bro. Here you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Here you go.
Here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man. Here you go. Yeah. It's the Funky Buddha hour with the Hawkman crowd.
Oh, God. Deke 'em. I love that. That and Tone Loke saying funky. Those are my 2 new things. Do you have that anywhere, Solana? You have Tone Loke saying funky. I don't know. I'm putting you on the spot here. I have no idea if that's only available on Mondays or not. That's Funky Cole Medina. No, I just want Tone Loke saying the word funky. Do you have that anywhere?
Come on.
No, I'm just. You can say no. Do you not have it? If you don't have it, you don't have it. Sometimes you only pack something for Mondays. That's fine.
I have it. You know, you just gotta. You threw me off there, Hawk.
Funky.
All right, that's all I wanted. I was like looking for a little hit. I was like, hey, can I just get a little hit off that thing?
Funky.
And he's like, oh, no, wait a second. I've got to roll you. No, I don't want you to roll anything. I just want a little hit. I don't need the whole song. Just give me a little funky.
Funky.
Thank you. That's all I needed. Now I'm good to go.
That was worth it. Worth funky. The wait.
That was worth the wait. It really was. You want a little funky, Crowder?
I'll take one. Thank you.
Funky.
All right. There you go. You want, Solana, sounds like you need a little funky yourself.
Funky.
All right. Now, everybody, anybody need one? Text in. 786-360-790 if you need a little funky. Loke, drop a little on them.
Funky.
All right. I don't know what's happening here now. I don't know. All right, let's do headlines. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, who seemed to be a little frazzled there for a second.
Let's recap today's headlines. The Panthers, 4-0 in the regular season finale. They have the Lightning's number. Let's be honest, right? Like, we can say that. They win the regular season battle over the Lightning, 5-2-1. And they lock up the 2 seed in the Central Division. They get home ice in the playoffs over the Lightning. They finish with 79 points on the season, and they finish on a 6-game winning streak. These Florida Panthers are legit.
Yep, yep. I think you said a mouthful there. In fact, I would say last night and Saturday night, the Florida Panthers got
funky.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Yeah, anybody else already tired of that sound? It's been like 3 minutes. I'm already tired of the sound.
I still got one or two left in me, but I'm
all
coming
right,
down.
Give him one. So Solana, give him one. He needs one.
Funky.
All right, okay, there you go.
Finished. Thanks. Need a cigarette. I'm good.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Heat at Celtics tonight, 7:30 p.m. Big game for Miami. Everyone's available. Except Victor Oladipo, of course. He is still inactive. And we talked about it earlier, Jaylen Brown out for the season, torn ligament in his wrist. Tough blow for the Boston Celtics. Tonight's game will guarantee a top 6 seed with a win over Boston for the Miami Heat. And they're favored in Boston tonight.
That's right. And we're going to talk with John Crotty in the next segment about the game. The game tonight is only on TNT and 790 The Ticket, of course. And this is a big one, as you said. Heat win, and they will not have to worry about a play-in game. And the Heat don't win, they're in some danger of having to play in one of the play-in games. So I'd like to see it. Jimmy Butler over-under tonight on points, 22.5, Crowder.
Ooh, over. Jimmy shows
like,
out. Playoff Jimmy. We're going to see playoff Jimmy.
This is one of those nights, right? Bam Adebayo over-under is 17.5.
Ooh, he always scares me, man. I don't like betting Bams.
Let's see. Butler rebound, 6.5. Butler assist, 6.5. I do like Jimmy over on points. I do feel like this is one of those nights where, you know, he kind of stores up and lets you know when it is crunch time, I got this.
Yeah.
And tonight's crunch time. Tonight
is playoff. This should be playoff intensity. I expect to see a playoff game tonight is what I'm expecting.
Yeah, I'm with that. What else you have in the headlines there, Salandria?
Marlins, they'll look to rebound after a 5-2 loss in Arizona. Game two of their 4-game series versus the Diamondbacks. Another 9:40 p.m. first pitch, another late one. But Pablo Lopez, he's on the mound tonight, and it's a tough matchup for Pillows. They'll face off against Madison Bumgarner. Marlins are +105 in Arizona tonight.
All right, very good. I love the fact that we just call them Pillows as if everyone else does when we're the only three people on the planet that call them Pillows.
Hey, man, nicknames got to stick, baby, if nobody knows
it's got to start somewhere, right? It's got to start somewhere.
Fellas, I struggle to stay up for 9:30 basketball games. There's no way I can watch a 9:40 baseball game. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the only way I can stay up for the late-night Marlins game is if I put money on it. But I specifically don't put money on it because I don't want to be forced to stay up and watch. So, Marlins are going to have to do it without me tonight. But I'm with you in spirit, Pillows.
Got you, Pillows.
Another notable NBA game tonight after the Heat at Celtics on TNT. It's the Knicks at the Lakers. Remember, the Knicks right now in the 4 seed in the East. It's a 10 p.m. tip-off, and LeBron is likely to return tonight.
All right. Very good.
It's a big game, too. And I don't hate on the Knicks like a lot of people in South Florida. I like that they're good again.
Oh, I like that they're good because it makes it more fun when we beat them down.
Yes.
Like there's no fun in beating down a 20-win Knicks team. You beat down a Knicks team that's got playoff, you know, aspirations, going deep in the playoffs, and then the Heat remind them just exactly who they are, like, you're our son, we're your daddy. that's fun.
You grew up a little bit. You're a teenager now, but we're still your daddy.
I'll always be your daddy.
Finally, guys, according to a new survey, 7 in 10 people think the pandemic has made them smarter.
Hmm. 7 in 10 people think the pandemic, because they've read more books, they've become more.
Fuck. They've read more books. They've watched documentaries on Netflix and Hulu. That's what they're speaking.
Right. Is that what it is? So you've gotten smarter from documentary? That could happen. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Not just in general. They think they've learned more, whether it's documentaries, whether it's reading, whether it's picking up a new hobby. They just think they've grown as a human, as a person. They think they've gotten smarter. They think they've become better people.
Well, wait a second. Now you're saying different things. They've gotten smarter, or they've grown as a person and gotten better as a person.
If you've grown as a person, you've gotten better as a person.
Well, you didn't say that. You said the study said. What? Mm-hmm. You're talking three different things. Wait, did the study reveal people thought they got smarter, or people thought they became better people?
I added everything at the end. The study specifically says they've gotten smarter in the past year. I added everything else at the end because I think it's synonymous. If you've grown as a person, you've become smarter.
Doesn't have to be doing anything with grown as a person. You don't know smart a-holes? Get out of here. What do you mean grown as a person?
Solana, you like a hawk. So you know an a-hole that learns calculus. They're still an a-hole with calculus.
Right. And they're smarter. I don't know what you're talking about. You're dumber.
What percentage of people say they're dumber because of the pandemic?
Hope you're raising your hand, Jack. All right. Anything else?
Another great end to my headline segment. I guess we'll transition to weather right now.
I want to get Tone Loke to record Dummy and just play it for him. Dummy. Play Funky.
Funky.
Dummy. Yeah, I'm a funky dummy. All right, what do you have for weather, funky dummy?
Weather. From the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7 866-954-MORE. 88 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. It's been nice sunny afternoon all day in South Florida. That is your weather.
All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We've been talking about it. It is a big one tonight. John Crotty, former Heat guard himself, now television analyst, although, again, the Heat game tonight is on TNT, not on Bally Sports Sun. But John Crotty will join us in a moment so we can talk a little Heat Celtics.
Lue, Solana, I know what sound I want to hear. You know what it is, too. Gotta go to Lou. Lou Backroach Chevrolet. Check out the website now. GoToLou.com. That's GOTOLOU.com. Choose which one of the two beautiful South Florida locations is better for you, and then search their awesome inventory. Those two locations. One in Coconut Creek, one in Pompano Beach. Beautiful. Immaculate, nice cars, amazing sales staff, service department. You will fall in love with Lou Backroach Chevrolet. Thousands of new and used vehicles in stock. Nobody has ever and nobody will ever sell a Chevy for less than Lou Backroach Chevrolet. But I bet you didn't know Lou Backroach has South Florida's biggest selection of top quality pre-owned vehicles as well. Lou is the real used car giant. And they got Chevys now. We know they got the Chevys. Beautiful Chevys. You know, I have my Suburban, my Silverado. But they have everything else as well. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams, and tons of highline vehicles like Lexus, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, and even Tesla. The best used car prices in South Florida as well. And every used vehicle is inspected, and anything that needs fixing is going to be fixed. They're going to give you a beautiful car. And listen here now, no credit. No problem. Lou's been around so long, the banks don't even question their customers. Lou got your back. You're good to go. They're going to watch out for you. Lou Backroach Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we'll take a break, and then John Crotty talks some heat with us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Funky.
Hock and Crowder.
O'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. A good night of sports on tap. If the Heat can handle their business in Boston.
They got it, baby.
So, Speaking of the Heat, you know I got fooled by those Tyler Hero Fruit Hoops, the cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, not that they were bad, Solana and I both ate them on the air. My son was in here eating them as well. And Solana, they tasted like Fruit Loops, right? Have you finished off your two boxes, or did you save one box and ate one box?
I wanted to save one box, and there was just a night where I wanted cereal. I said, to hell with it. I'll just buy 10 more boxes at $2, and no problem. So I ate both boxes, and you're correct. They taste just like Fruit Loops.
You're not exactly a collectible freak, then, if the power of a bowl of cereal outweighed your need for the nostalgia of the cereal box.
I am a collectible freak. It just so happens I can go to my local Sedano's and buy 20 more boxes for less than you spent on four boxes.
Right. That's where I got fooled. When I say I got fooled by the Tyler Hero Fruit Hoops, when they first got announced, it was two boxes for $25 online. So I bought two boxes for me and two boxes for Solana. And I had two boxes shipped to Solana's house. And my son and I ate one box here, and then he's got one box in his room that he's, you know, saving for whatever. But then the part that I got fooled is literally 3 weeks later, before I got our shipment, right? 3 weeks later, they were at Winn-Dixie, and it was like, $2 for $5, $2 for $6. Same exact thing. Wasn't a smaller box. There was nothing different except the price. Now, it goes
on fandom. They capitalized on fandom.
Yes.
It was smart.
But a lot of it goes to charity, so I didn't feel bad. But so I got an email today from the company that puts these out, and I don't know if I'm getting fooled again, but they have released 250 collector's edition Heroes Fruit Hoops cereal bowl bundles. So you get a box of the Fruit Hoop cereal and a Tyler Hero Fruit Hoop cereal bowl.
Oh,
$89.99. No, it's not. It's $34.99. It's $34.99. So essentially, because I can get the box of cereal at Winn-Dixie for like $4. So essentially, it's like $31 for a plastic cereal. But when I talk it out, it sounds dumber.
And how many have you ordered?
Well, I've ordered only six so far, so I'm only $180 in. No, I haven't ordered any, but I was going to get a bowl and a box for me and Solana again. You think this is dumb? Am I getting fooled again?
Oh, boy, I know they love when you walk into a store. No, here comes the dummy. I got him this time. You had him last week. No,
so
Jack.
You think this would be a bad purchase? Because you know what the Hero Fruit Hoops box looks like? It's the pink and blue, and that's exactly what the cereal bowl looks like. And it says Heroes where the cereal and milk would go. And I mean, obviously, this is like, you know, something that you could probably order on Snapfish for, you know, $6. You send a picture of your mom, and now you have your mom's cereal bowl. But I don't know. I kind of feel like we're in already, Solana. Like we're in on the in on the Fruit Hoops. Shouldn't we get the bowl?
I need that bowl. I truly need that bowl.
I mean, just, you know, I love Tyler Hero too. Let's play this out. So he goes and becomes a multi-time, you know, all-star MVP. Then he's a Hall of Famer, and now y'all sell the bowl. Like, just play it out for me. I don't understand.
This bowl is not an investment. This bowl is for enjoyment. This bowl is not going to increase in value. But, like, I have glasses at home that are Dania Highlight glasses from when Joey was playing. Like, I mean, these are from the 70s. Someone bought them for me. It might be cool 40 years from now to have a Tyler Hero cereal bowl, right? I mean, I don't know.
Just so you can tell your grandkids about it?
No, like, it's for me. It's for Solana. It's for my kid. There's no stories. There's nothing. It's a cereal bowl, and it helps you eat your cereal. And it's got Tyler Hero on it.
It doesn't help you because you're going to put it on a damn nightstand somewhere. It's not helping you.
No, I'm going to use it for cereal. I'm not lying. You want one of these, Solana?
I'm in, but wait, did you specify if it has the built-in straw already in the bowl or no?
Straw?
Yeah, the built-in straw into the bowl so you can just slurp out the milk right out of the bowl.
No, it's a cereal. It's just a bowl. It's not a contraption.
Well, I mean, the best way to eat cereal is with the bowl that comes with the built-in straw already in the bowl. But it's fine. I still want this bowl. They're just missing on an unbelievable gimmick here, opportunity.
Hey, they throw that straw in there. This thing's $128. I mean, it doesn't even come with a spoon.
You'll still buy it.
You want anything, Crowder? They've got the Flutie Flakes hat. It's $12.50.
I'm good, bro. I'm good, yeah.
You want the Jumpin' Juju's Crunch Cereal Box Flats?
I've told you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. They're selling cereal box flats. It's not even the cereal. There's no cereal in here. It's just the flat box that they use to make the cereal.
Like a pizza box with no pizza and you're purchasing
it? Pretty much.
Come on. I've told you in the past, I'm a opposite of a hoarder. I'm a non-hoarder. I throw out everything. I'll throw that bowl out so fast it'll make your head spin.
Your wife want one of these Flutie Flakes? They got the women's Flutie Flakes T-shirts.
You know what? I've affected her now because she'd ask me how much they cost as soon as I brought them in the house. How much that cost? Right. Now you take that back.
All right, I got to decide quickly on these bowls because they've only made 250 of them. So I may be too late already.
I took some chicken back to Publix today. Forgot in the bottom of the freezer. It was outdated. I took some chicken. It was like $7.50.
Stop it. How long ago did you buy it?
Months.
I mean, what are you doing for $7?
Let me give you a life hack. Publix will take back anything that says Publix on it. I don't give a damn if it's 8 years old. They'll take it back.
I am aware. All right, we got to go. Solana's got a sizzle, very quick sizzle tonight, just about 10 or 15 minute sizzle. So Solana's got a sizzle coming up on 790 The Ticket, and then Heat Basketball coming your way. And on 560, you've got Hurricane Hotline with Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. So a little Hurricane Hotline on 560. Alex Solana with a sizzle with Solana coming up on 790, and then Heat Basketball tonight on 790 The Ticket as well. Thank you, John Crotty. Randy Moeller was on with us today. A rousing rendition of Talk About It Tuesday. That'll do it for us. Go Heat, go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Funky.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.